Hi everyone, welcome back to another Preska Frida podcast. It's been a long time since the last time I posted a podcast. Yes, because sok sibuk sih sebenarnya. But here I am now, recording a new one. Okay, now I'm gonna be talking about self-appreciation. Because I feel like I need to appreciate myself more. And yes, you should too. So this is Press Gaffrey, the podcast about self-appreciation. What is self-appreciation? To understand what it is to appreciate yourself, let's simply understand gratitude first. When we feel grateful for something, we appreciate the good aspect of it, just the way they are. Aspects that we might have taken for granted, aspects that seem too little to praise, or aspects that have always been a blessing. Now let's turn that to our own selves. Self-appreciation means to appreciate parts of our life, personality, or ourselves as a whole, to acknowledge the good that already exists within us. It is to be grateful for the many little qualities that make us who we are and the small ways that we go forward. It is about appreciating how these little things create big changes and take us further in our journey. It is about looking back and marveling at how much we've grown and how much we've learned. Yes, I've come this far. Self-appreciation comes with compassion and self-reflection. We are often far more likely to notice someone else's good qualities, appreciate their growth, adore their quirks, console them, understand their reasons, and remind them of their goodness than we are for ourselves. Let's change that. Let's make a kinder choice. Let's be complete and fair in our credit. So, here's what you can do to appreciate yourself and open up a bigger world of credit in your life. How to appreciate yourself? Number one, importance. Once a person understands and accepts the importance of something truly, it's easier to follow through on it. So, what is the importance of self-appreciation? It's simple. If you think it's important to appreciate others or other things for the goodness in them, then it applies to you too. If we appreciate only others and not ourselves, we're not being honest and fair in this practice. It's the same as love. If we love others but not ourselves, that leaves love incomplete and reduces its power. When we appreciate others as well as ourselves, we're practicing true gratitude. Everyone wants and deserves to be appreciated for the little ways that make this world people, and so do you. As we appreciate ourselves, we form a healthier and closer relationships with our own selves. And number two, value your life. Isn't it an incredible thing that you are alive and experiencing life right now? Being given a chance at life is quite a privilege. Yes, we suffer and go through tough times, but they don't reduce the amazing blessing that life is. And you are the only person just like you in this whole world. And you know how you have lived your life more than anyone ever can. So isn't it only fair that you are the one who should appreciate yourself more? No one but you has known what it is to have lived through your hard ways, overcome those problems, done your best to learn something, been there for someone in your life, to have experienced all that you did. You are the first person who should appreciate yourself because you've been here the whole time, through every bit of it. Number 3, positive self-talk. Positive self-talk is about talking to yourself in the same kind and compassionate way that you would with someone you love. Positive affirmations are a powerful tool in shaping how we talk to ourselves. They come especially helpful in self-appreciation as they guide us in taking the role of compassion instead of ridicule. When we make a little mistake, we so often automatically say something mean about ourselves. It's such a pity that we're naturally against ourselves in this manner. But with self-appreciation, we can do better. Here are some affirmations that you can say to appreciate yourself. For example, I'm grateful for the way I have supported myself. I'm grateful for my good qualities. I'm grateful that I can rely on myself. I'm grateful for how I have grown through the years. I'm grateful for all the little achievement I make every day. I'm grateful for my good health. I'm grateful for my life. And I'm proud of myself to have come this far. And then number 4, the way you how to appreciate yourself is self-acceptance. Self-acceptance should not be postponed to the point when we feel that we are as perfect as it's possible for us to be. This doesn't mean that we're looking at our flaws as good things. We're just accepting them as they are in us. People can only work on themselves when they are aware of what is there, accept that it's a part of them that they should improve, and then work on making it better. It is a very simple concept, really. And the simplest things are sometimes the hardest to practice. Wherever you want to go, whatever you want to achieve, and whoever you want to become, the person that you are right now is the one who is going to take you there. Don't you think it's important to appreciate the person that you already become, an even better version, best version of it? And side note, I definitely don't mean that we should become cocky, arrogant, or narcissistic. People who can't stop praising their own selves. This is about acknowledging the good that we have while acknowledging it in others. It's about being a super system to ourselves as we are to others. It is about building a healthy relationship with ourselves, one that isn't about bullying but care and understanding. Number 5, practice gratitude. Have you ever tried your hand at gratitude journaling? Self-appreciation is a part of the whole gratitude practice, as I mentioned earlier. So as we express gratitude for the little and big things in our life, let's also appreciate the very many things that we are blessed within. Here are some gratitude prompts for self-appreciation. For example, what do you like most about yourself? Write about a time when you challenge your comfort zone. Express gratitude to yourself and the journey you're having. What are you always excited to do? What is your strongest life value? And what is one part of your life that you won't trade for anything? And that's it. That's how you can start appreciating yourself and forming a kind of relationship with yourself. Let's be kinder to ourselves. Let's love ourselves more, because you are so precious. Your lives matter. You are loved by so many beautiful souls out there. And I hope you found this podcast helpful. I think that's all. Thank you for tuning with me. See you on another Fresca Freedom Podcast episode. Bye bye.